Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A few years ago, we interviewed our next guest about a new inn that she had opened in downtown Greenville, right near a popular walking and cycling path known as the Swamp Rabbit Trail. Recently, she has expanded her company to include another inn near the northern end of that route in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Wendy Lynam is owner of Swamp Rabbit Inn and Properties. Today, she's in our studio. Wendy, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us what prompted this expansion.
Like the first inn was sort of a gift, the second inn came to me in much the same way. And it was a relationship I had built with the former owner of what used to be the Magnolia Inn in Travelers Rest. She reached out to me when I first opened my inn and became a mentor and a friend. She wanted to retire. She had sold it to a young couple. They tried it for a year, decided that wasn't for them, and it came back my way. At the time she first offered it to me, I didn't feel like I was ready to take on a whole other inn, but the timing was right.
Does this also mean that Swamp Rabbit Trail, the growth and the economic development commerce that was expected to emerge along this, has happened?
Yes, absolutely. This trail has been an economic engine, especially for Travelers Rest. It was kind of funny because a lot of times people thought my original Swamp Rabbit Inn was in Travelers Rest. So this seems like just a natural extension for my business because the growth of Travelers Rest has really happened because of the trail.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with the history of the Swamp Rabbit Trail, tell us how it came about.
Probably about 2008. It used to be an old railroad line, so it's a rails to trails project. It originally wasn't paved. Then the GHS hospital system became the main sponsor, and Greenville Parks and Recreation manages it, and they paved it. It's about 22 miles now, and there's further expansion south towards some more residential areas into ICAR. So everybody is anxiously awaiting more expansion of the trail because everywhere that trail runs, new businesses pop up.
What have you seen that have been the challenges involving the growth of the trail?
Well, I think you have different levels of athletes or residents using the trail for different reasons. It has become so popular that on the weekends it can be quite crowded. And I think trail etiquette is something that people really need to pay attention to. It is a recreational trail, so everybody needs to be aware of others and be respectful.
And now talk about the accommodations industry, and in particular your segment, the smaller inns, the bed and breakfasts.
I call our property an inn. We do serve breakfast, but it's not your typical bed and breakfast. It's more a DIY. I think with the growth of Airbnb and the sharing economy, people are more open to hotel alternatives. And we fall sort of right in the middle of a major hotel and an Airbnb. We're sort of, for people who want a more experiential traveling stay, where they can perhaps meet other guests, mingle more. We do offer private accommodation, so if people don't want to mingle, that's fine. But I think just our mindset in general about travel has become more, people are looking for more of an experience. And so we offer that with an alternative to a hotel.
Has the rise of Airbnb affected your business at all? Have you had to work harder?
No, it has not. I think it's helped us, actually. I think, like I said, people are more open to different types of lodging. And ours is a little different. It's not your typical hotel, which means we can do it our way. We don't have to do it exactly how hotels do it, which gives us, I guess, more freedom to offer a better experience for our guests.
What's on your drawing board? What's next? Swamp Rabbit Inn number 3?
I think we're good in the lodging right now, but I think we're trying to build experiences for cyclists in Greenville around our property. So we may be partnering with more people, maybe some professional cyclists, to offer training camps. I think that is just a natural extension. We have the perfect lodging right on the trail, and we want to partner with people who want to bring cyclists into our space.
Well, Wendy, thank you so much for visiting our studio again.
Thank you.
Wendy Lynam is owner of Swamp Rabbit Inn and Properties. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.